Hello, 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 and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show podcast. What did you think of that one?
Yeah, good.
It was better?
Yeah, sorry, I'm trying to deal
with... What are you kind of looking for in like a better introduction?
Oh, I don't know. I don't care anymore.
What do you mean you don't care anymore?
I don't care. It's fine.
You're being so gothic about this.
No.
You can't give me a note and be like, I don't care. Timer is going?
Yeah.
Amazing.
What time? What is the first read today, Ginsburg? Okay. I got an invite to the Good Burger 2 world premiere.
What?
I don't know.
Really?
You and a guest are invited to join us in New York on Tuesday, November 14th, for the world premiere of Good Burger 2, the highly anticipated film sequel to the cult classic 90s film and Paramount original movie.
Are they getting, what's his name back for it? The fat pedophile guy?
Who?
The Nickelodeon pedophile fat guy. The one that...
Dan Schneider?
Yeah, wasn't he in Good Burger? He's like the fry cook or something.
Oh, yeah, he wrote the movie too.
He wrote it, yeah.
And then, yeah, dealing with black magic. We have to get that camera sent off.
Wait, let's get back to this Good Burger thing, though.
Uh-huh.
What do you think? They said you had a guest.
Yeah.
Who are you thinking for a guest?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out why I got sent this email. I think they just, like, send this email to anybody with a certain amount of Instagram followers.
I didn't get the email.
Hoping that somebody would reply.
Like an influencer.
I think I ate rotten roast beef this morning, too.
From, like, the deli?
From the deli, but it had been in my fridge for, like, 3 weeks.
No, you can't eat it. Why'd you eat it?
Because it's like
3 weeks of
cured meat. I don't know. I figured it would last.
No, it's not 3 weeks.
How long?
I think you get a good week out of a Boar's Head deli.
I don't know. I'm at my wit's end. I'm fucking burnt out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. What to do when one is burnt out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should go on like an Eat, Pray, Love type.
I'm tired of... These cameras don't work either, so this is going to be like a new issue. Everything just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Nothing works. I got the new iPhone. It deleted all of my message history. I pay for that shit. I pay for the fucking iCloud.
Yeah.
They fuck you in the ass on the cost of the iCloud.
Uh-huh.
And like, okay, because the phone doesn't has limited storage.
Yeah.
So you get the iCloud one. And there's like chat history on there. I'm getting text messages from people that are like, just following up on this. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about because it's all gone.
Uh-huh. And then when you say that, I lost all my messages. They're like, oh, he's lying to me. He thinks that I saw.
Yeah, right. Yeah. No. I got the new phone. That was like the issue.
Titanium.
I called them. You have to do like 9 conversations with phone support.
Uh-huh.
And then they tell you, oh, well, you just have to wait until we update the... iOS. So I waited a month, updated.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? It's still fucking missing. Guess what the new answer is?
What's the answer?
Take a guess.
You're
going to have to wait for a new iOS update.
Oh.
So they just kicked the can down the road.
Okay.
Now that's all gone.
But you'll spend
all
this money on it.
Probably not, ever. They're it's the biggest company in the world, so you're just fucked in the ass.
But maybe it's good. Maybe you like a... set free your past.
No, it's not. When I'm like completely disorganized and we have like advertisers mad and I have to like, no, somehow we got into a position where we can do the things that we want and I have zero fucking time for it. I have zero time for it because it's just business and paperwork shit constantly.
Yeah.
And then you hire somebody else to do it and then you have to just talk to them all fucking day long about what needs to be done.
And then you have to like...
And then check their work.
Check their work.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll
damn.
Give you some good news
mm-hmm.
to make you feel better. Because of massive public pressure, kind of a people's revolution, the Delta Sky Lounge will be granting 20 visits.
They're going to get rid of those. The Mossad is going to do a domestic terrorist attack and blame it on ISIS.
Because of your the attention that you brought to this cause.
There will be no, I guarantee you.
You are the change that you sought.
After the impending Mossad false flag terrorist attack in the United States, coming soon. It'll happen soon.
Yeah, it's satire. Satire, yeah.
I'm placing a bet.
In Warcraft, or what's it called?
Yeah.
What's with the blocks?
Mm.
What do the kids play?
Look, the most evil people in Washington right now are freaking out. Uh-huh. Right? They're like, look.
Who are those people?
We've
Cruella DeVille.
We fucked up. Now, like, the voting base is all just far right people and far left people.
Right.
And neither of them.
I don't think there are actually far left people. I think there are beaten down people and far right people.
Okay.
What's the far left?
I don't know. Good point.
Wait, I wasn't saying that to and you.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a good point.
You think it's a good point or not?
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
No, you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm not being sarcastic.
No. I think people are just mainly beaten down.
They're beaten down, yeah.
Why are you doing this, Ryan?
Why am I doing what?
No, you're doing
what do you think is going to happen?
People just do more opioids, mm-hmm.
Mandalorian opioids.
Yeah. And shit will get worse steadily. Probably. I mean, it's usually the most boring answer that's the correct answer, right?
Okay.
What's the response?
What response?
If you think I'm wrong, say I'm wrong.
No, that's it's.
Does that sound right?
Sure, it sounds right. Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I was saying what I thought, and then you kept saying no, 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 no. Everything I said, you said no to.
No, just one thing.
No, you said literally everything I said.
You said the impending Mossad attack,
you
and
said
then
no.
I did a little bit
no,
about.
You said no.
And I did
that.
A bit about how it was in a
and
video.
You said the
game.
Most evil people, and you said, "Yeah, who is that?" And then you don't. You just like, "Yeah, you're."
That was a question.
Yeah, you'll.
That's not a no. That's a question.
No, it's a no. Yeah, it's all right. It's fine. Nick, we don't have to talk about. No, we don't have to talk about. It. It's fine.
Talk about what?
What do you want to talk about? What's going on with you? You're going to a wedding this weekend.
What do you mean? Wait, no. Talk about what? If I'm asking you a question about something you're saying, that's a no.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know shit. We just have to fill an hour. We just have to talk for an hour.
Come on, bro.
And I have to spend a bunch of time trying to figure out why this shit doesn't work and figure out how much more money that we don't have we're going to have to spend on stuff that was just supposed to work.
Come on, brother.
Come on what? What do you want to talk about?
You're with your friend right now.
And now you're going to do this, like, weird...
It's not weird.
Like, yeah.
Why? The camera sucks. Life sucks.
Yeah, you're right, dude.
But I get to go to the Sky Lounge 20 times next year.
That's awesome.
Okay, so some nice things happen sometimes.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
What other nice things are happening? Let's think about nice things in the world.
I don't know. I'll probably replace that deli meat when I go home.
Yeah, you'll get more deli meat mm-hmm. from the store.
But I don't know. It all kind of sucks. I've had all the different types of boar's head meats, and none of them are good. I mean, they're better than, like, the other...
Do you like honey turkey or pepper turkey?
I'm like, sick of, like, deli meats at this point. I'm just sick of them. I've had them all. And, I mean, it's still better than, you know, you go to... I guess, like, the only good ones are Boar's Head and... What's the one in Philadelphia? Like, Dietz? Is that it?
I don't know.
That's their regional meat. Because you go to some places in the country, like the Midwest, and they have, you know, it's like attached to, like, grocery store.
Yeah. Yeah.
Chains.
Uh-huh.
Whatever their meat brand is. And some of them are fucking rancid.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, I remember Boar's Head was, like, special. That was, like, the nice meat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had to go to... There was only one supermarket that had Boar's Head, and it was more expensive. But, like, yeah, the Vons version was, like, nowhere near as good. But here we are in New York City. We get as much Boar's Head as we want,
mm-hmm.
and we're still not happy. And isn't that a metaphor for life?
Yeah, I guess so. So, yeah, that's going on.
What other nice things?
Nice things?
Yeah.
I don't know. I got a carpet cleaner trying to clean my rug.
You got a steam cleaner? You've been talking about this for a while?
It's not a steam cleaner. It's just a regular carpet cleaner.
A vacuum? No,
a carpet cleaner.
What's the difference?
It has, like, water. It's not steam. It's just got a water tank in it.
Oh, water.
Yeah, like, it'll shampoo the carpet.
Is it Bissell?
No, it's just the Hoover one. That seemed to make the most sense for the price. But I got that, and
you're seeing results.
Clean the rug, and then I guess it, in getting wet, it released some kind of fucking, there was an old stain, like, I don't know, maybe like a bowl of cereal spilled on
the rug.
So there was this rancid smell, and then there's no way to clean that, so the rug's destroyed.
I'm sorry to laugh.
Yeah.
No, when you're feeling bad, sometimes life just will kick you in the balls with like a little extra. Oh, now your rug smells like a spoiled milk.
Yeah. I guess we're closing in on trying to get like the final edit of this special.
Yes.
So I can drop that.
And the new episode of the Adam Friedland Show will be out in the next couple of days. It's done. We're very happy with it. Excited. I know you don't like one of those.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. I saw Killers of the Flower, whatever, Moon. That's nice.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, it's like, it really was too long. Like, this time it was too long. Yeah.
What's it about? I watched the trailer. I can't tell what that
movie's about.
It's about
the Osage Nation in Oklahoma who they find black gold and they become the richest people on earth. Apparently it's true.
Uh-huh.
And then a bunch of like white fellers are like intermarrying into it to like get part, you know, get in on a little bit of that cash, you know? And then they start getting killed, basically.
White people or the Native Americans?
It's a white genocide. No, the Native Americans, yeah. And Robert De Niro plays Leo's uncle, who's like a kind of orchestrating the killings of all of the sisters of his wife.
Mm-hmm.
So
kind of poor timing that came out right during the Israel-Palestine
thing. I mean, it's bizarre. Yeah.
It
is bizarre. Well, that's the argument that the Zionists are making, which is that we live on stolen indigenous land, so why can't they do it?
Which is bizarre to me, because I keep seeing like the Israel made that like apparently privately with like the U.S. State Department when talking about what's going to happen in Gaza, because they have to have meetings about this. So Israel said to them, they're like, well, you're going to have to watch the civilian casualties. And they said, yeah, but, you know, if you look in history, there's a lot of examples of, you know, just needing to just drive forward, you know, like Dresden or Hiroshima.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, well, yeah, but these are universally recognized as bad things that happened in history.
Yes.
Like, if you're using Hiroshima, I mean, what's the difference between...
It is the worst thing ever.
It's
the worst thing ever.
It's insane.
Yes.
It's like, it's this far away from just being like, yeah, but look at Auschwitz. I mean, that's something that happened.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
You're just describing a bad thing that happened and saying, yeah, well, we might do that.
Yeah.
I mean, 9/11,
they had to kill 3,000 people.
Are they under the impression that people were like, yeah, Hiroshima was good? I mean, it's like, what?
It's not a good argument.
Oh, yeah.
But
also, with the stolen land thing here, if there was a way, like if we were currently living in it, if let's say what, like a third of the United States was Indian reservations that were literally walled off with barbed wire.
Right.
And we controlled all their resources, and every couple of years they broke out and fucking blew themselves up. And I had dual citizenship with a European country that I could just go to.
Uh-huh.
I would absolutely just fucking leave.
Right.
I would leave.
Also, a third of the country being reservations, that's nice.
Yeah.
We just gave them Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, also, I didn't know that there were like five, there was a word for the tribe, like noble tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And the Osage were not considered one of them. They were like the Cherokee, the Seminole. There were like other ones. There were like five that were like, we respect you, even though we sent you on the Trail of Tears.
Uh-huh.
But like what you see in the movie is so horrific. And like De Niro's character is so fucking evil. But it's just portrayed like the tone is off.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, it should be scarier. You know, it's very like matter of fact almost.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. People seem to like the movie.
The trailer had a scary tonality.
The trailer was awesome. The trailer was really cool. But De Niro kind of sucks nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, you can make any movie look scary if you just add like clock sounds to the trailer.
Clock sounds are scary.
I mean, that's it. You just play any trailer and add like...
Yeah.
You know, like
I'm scared right now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it's scary.
Yes. Nick, stop it. Halloween's over.
Yeah.
But it is...
Today's episode is brought to you by Lucy.
Lucy. Lucy makes tobacco-free nicotine for people
more
to focus better. Think deeper, chill out smoother, and inspire creativity.
They sent us
more?
Yeah.
But it's not 8 milligrams.
I don't, they might have sent the, I think they sent
you
the,
got like the fucking like pro baseball.
No. I think this time they sent the like the 12.
The 12?
Because that's the one when we did the pre.
Who's on 12s?
Ginsburg, do you know where the Lucy stuff went?
No.
I know they sent us another box, but I think I might have misplaced it. Anyways, talk about it for a second.
It increases alertness, attention, and mood. It helps you focus better, think deeper, inspire creativity, and relax. And Lord knows I love to do that. What makes it unique? 100% pure tobacco-free nicotine. Basically, these are pouches. Like, I don't know if this is a word we're allowed to use. Don'ts.
Oh, here it is.
Okay, so yeah, I'm allowed to say it. It's like a snooze pouch. But these are, instead of like a typical snooze pouch, these are flavored. And the flavors, folks, are some of the best flavors I can imagine. Cinnamon, mint, mango, wintergreen, pomegranate, apple ice, and espresso. No tobacco in any of their products. Folks, you see us using nicotine products all the time, and you don't want no part of...
I quit vaping, by the way.
I know.
I feel I'm definitely way more stressed out and depressed and scared and I'm eating more. I'm eating more.
Way more peanut M&Ms I've noticed. Okay, so they have two different types.
This is nice. No, these guys actually like the show. It says Nick and Adam. That was the best read you've had since that one that made a boot company shit themselves in terror.
Didn't we talk about like the Holocaust? The boots?
I forget. Yeah, something about like Thursday boots being made out of something like that.
when the storm troopers are invading with their
okay. Jackets. Oh no, this is what this is. This is the gum. Cause remember the last.
Let's try
time?
It out.
They didn't send us the gum.
You're off the nicotine. I'll try it out.
I mean I don't mind having. I can try gum. It's
the
like I don't
famous
think,
last words. Nick.
As long as it doesn't lead me back into vaping.
Vaping, guys, it's a bad look.
All right. So do you want purple or do you want green? Don't answer. You want the purple.
Yeah, of course. Barney style.
Yeah.
You know I'd be loving the Barney show.
Or yellow. What is this? So they got
berry
three flavors.
Citrus.
Three flavors of gum. They have Barney, they have PP, and they have green. What?
Barney, PP, and green?
Yeah.
This one looks like it was chewed a bit.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
Stop saying shit like that.
Well, it's a little dented.
That's why we have to do. That's
because
we have to
it's
do,
natural. Because these are natural.
That's why we have to do an entire week's worth of make goods. Because you keep
Listen,
saying
that
stuff.
That was both of us. Mm-hmm. You're going berry.
That's pretty good. All right, I'm just gonna pretend it doesn't have nicotine in it.
Yeah, like you're at Lover's Lane with your friend Adam.
Mm-hmm. What?
And we're holding hands.
All right, yeah. Okay, so this is 2 milligram.
2 is chill.
Yeah.
2 is for babies, basically. It's not
for
babies.
Oh, wait, we got more. No, these are, okay, so these are all their flavors. So they have, obviously they got PP, Barney, and green, like we said.
And red, that's Cowboys. Marlboro Reds.
Yeah, these are Marlboro branded, smart thing to say.
Oh, my God. In Warcraft. What mm-hmm. is it? In what's the game?
In Warcraft.
What is the game? Warcraft?
You say I can't. You know what I would love to do is rape and murder Amy Schumer in Warcraft.
What is it? No, it's the other one. The one with the blocks.
Legos?
No, the video game with the blocks for babies.
Legos?
It's a video game. I mean, Lego does have video games. Some of the best video games, honestly.
Minecraft,
not Warcraft. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, in Minecraft, this is...
In Minecraft.
This is sponsored by...
okay.
Red is cinnamon.
Very nice. Okay, so guys, whether you use nicotine to focus better, get a boost in energy, or to chill and relax, Lucy is made for your nicotine routine. If you want to try Lucy's tobacco-free breakers, pouches, or gum, and we're chewing the gum right now.
Look at that, and it goes nicely. You can use the gum also.
On a terminal.
Yeah, if you're putting together little data jacks, you can use the gum to put it in there.
This gum tastes good. And the honestly, gum, it's good gum.
It does taste good.
It's good gum.
I just don't really want to be chewing gum right now. I'm already having trouble speaking.
I'm gonna keep chewing because I'm getting a really chill and relaxed vibe going.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Lucy offers. If you want to try Lucy's tobacco-free breakers, pouches, and gums, you go to lucy.co/TAFS and use promo code TAFS to get 20% off your first order. That's a fucking great deal.
They got great branding. It's like I said last time.
20% off is a big...
It's worth it even for the paper.
It's nice. I like that green.
My cousin's birthday's coming up. Guess what's going to be... guess who's getting just this?
Well, I actually want to take some of those.
Do you? To where?
To this wedding I'm going to.
Oh yeah, you're gonna do promo for Lucy at the wedding.
Yeah, I gotta get the word out. I have to evangelize Lucy. Lucy offers free shipping, has 30-day refund policy if you change your mind, and that's Lucy.co. Co, folks, not an M.
That's Lima, Umbrella, Charlie.
Why?
Well, yellow?
Yiddish.
Yellow?
Yellow. C?
No, what's Y in the Yalta, in the NATO alphabet?
Yalta.
Is it Yalta?
It's one of my favorite treaties.
Yalta was?
Or the summit.
Potsdam?
I love the summit.
You love Yalta or Potsdam?
Yalta was cool because Churchill was wasted. Weren't they being mean to Roosevelt?
Who's Stalin and...
Stalin and Churchill. They were, like, punking him a bit.
In what way?
I'm
broomsticks in his wheelchair?
I'm going to read Churchill next. I think that's my next history book that I'm going to read. Now that I'm done with Roosevelt.
Yeah? You're done with Roosevelt?
Book one. I got the idea.
What's your favorite fact about Roosevelt? Teddy Roosevelt.
I like that he's really smart. He was annoying too. He had ADD. I like that he invited a black guy to the White House. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Michael Winslow.
Yeah, he was like this man's side of it. Sound of
my friends, we must listen to this mentally disabled black man's noises, for they will unite a divided people under a love of sound effects.
Just like all the excursions. That kind of shit was cool.
All the excursions.
Like when he went up the Rio, when he would go to the West, when he went to Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was just, his body sucked, right? And they were like, that boy is going to be, he has a bad body. And his dad told him, he's like, you have a bad body and you need to make yourself into a man. And so he had that whole thing about a vigorous life. And so he like had to build himself up, and he was insane. He would like swim like 5 miles, like he'd do literally like a triathlon every day, and then he'd do like a parliamentary style insult. When he took over the cops was cool too. He was head of the police in New York City. Do you know about this? Are you asleep now? Well, I'll tell them about it. So he took over the cops, and he was like. You guys have to be in shape if you want to be cops. So he instituted fitness standards. He got those. He only got pussy twice. Two girls. He loved animals. There were a bunch of animals in the White House. That's pretty cool. Teddy bears are named after him. He got shot famously and kept giving that speech.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of the first progressive in American history.
Mm-hmm.
Although, if you ask the Filipinos...
Wasn't Taft the first progressive?
Taft, I think... All anyone knows about him is that he was fat as shit, no? You got stuck in the bathtub or some shit?
Mm-hmm.
Taft was a Republican, I thought, no?
Yeah, but the Republicans were progressive.
Yeah, but he left and he started... Well, Bull Moose and the Progressive Party also. But he was sick. He was awesome. He read a book a day and then periodicals, and every time he was done with a page in a magazine, he'd tear it out and throw it dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's sick. Not like his cripple.
Do you think he did that all the time, or that's the thing he did once and then it became like...
No, I think he was a weirdo.
He would always tear pages.
I think he was a weirdo, and I think he was annoying.
Anyways, folks, get yourself some Lucy. Either the pouches. I don't know. The pouches are around here somewhere in the office.
We have pouches and breakers in the office, and those are awesome. I'll tell you, the breakers are cool. But verbatim, I'm gonna read this.
The breakers are cool because it makes me feel like I'm kitted out.
Yeah,
kitted out and ready to carry.
Well, it's like breaker, like you're doing radio communication.
You could put that in your kit if you're one of these pocket fascists.
You know, your daily carry guy?
Yeah, one of these guys whose politics is they have
wallets.
Items.
Yeah.
They got fucking items that they bring with them. You wake up, you make your black rifle coffee. Well, I can't wait until the world burns.
Well, before that, I have to read verbatim. And here comes the fine print. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every order is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Mm-hmm. Don't I know it, brother? Okay. So, yeah, Lucy. Hit him up, lucy.co/TAFS.
And we like these guys because they like us.
I like it also because it's a girl name, too.
It's nice because we have new sponsors on the show.
Yeah.
And you don't really know what you're going to get. I was a little bit worried with them because it's like, it looks clean. You know, uh-huh. when the sponsors are like, yeah, we're operating out of the Philippines. Basically, I got busted in PA for having sex with a kid. So I moved to Southeast Asia and now I own a company that sells weed swastikas. And then I'm like, oh, well, we can say whatever we want.
Yeah.
You know, but like they're bringing us these newer companies. And
you rejected that law firm in Miami, right?
Yeah.
I wish we did that.
Tim works with them.
That would have been awesome.
I don't know. It just seems like it would.
If we were doing Celino and Barnes on this show, it'd be awesome. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, all the money's leaving advertising. It's leaving podcasting.
Yeah, the business is failing, guys. That's mainly we're really stressed out. But the new episode of the Adam Freeland Show will be up.
Yeah, look, we'll do our best.
It's a good episode, dude. The next one is good.
We'll do our best to get these out before the, you know, all the cameras finish breaking and. And we run out of money.
False flag.
And then I think I might just get a regular job.
Like what?
I don't know, but I definitely don't want to be touring.
You're going to be like...
Anyways.
And your fucking boss telling you what to do, you're going to be so pissed off at your regular job.
Yeah, that was fine. But then I'd get off and I wouldn't have to worry about anything.
Where are you going
to
work? Duncan?
No, I don't think I could work at Duncan. Duncan Donuts?
You love those boys.
No, I'm not going to have
every
Dunkin'
in New York City. Yeah, it's right. Bangladeshi guys.
No.
Yeah.
No, I'll find a fun job.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm trying to, maybe the guy that drives the hayride.
Haunted hayride guy?
No, just regular hayride.
Oh, I only know about it from Halloween.
Yeah, tractor, drive around the hayride.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe I'll move to the Hudson Valley and just do.
It's expensive.
I know, but then just get a job at one of those general stores. You know places?
Where it's
that's
all
just
fancy
an empty
shit.
No, it's nothing. You go in, they have
it's
like
Williamsburg,
a.
Williamsburg, yeah.
Yeah, well, they have like a box of salt, like artisan saltines on a shelf. And then uh-huh. like 15 feet away, there's a single rhubarb. Uh-huh. You know?
Yeah.
And then you go in, you're like, do you have batteries? And you're like, we sure do. And you're like, all right, do you have cheese? They're like, no. I'm like, where can I get like milk and cheese? They're like, no idea, pal. We got a maybe rhubarb. We got a rhubarb, and we got the fucking batteries that look like coins.
Yeah, maybe go over down Poughkeepsie, 40 minutes down the road.
And they have that accent for no reason.
Yeah, they're upstate, and you're like, I thought you were in New
York. Well, this is just a regular Stewart's shops. We ain't got nothing fancy like you city folk.
Yeah, I lived here 18 months.
Yeah, I speak New York Cajun. Forget about it. Forget about it.
That'd be a good style of guy to be. Is a
New
guy
York Cage.
With just an untrackable accent.
Yeah,
who gets mad when you ask where he's from?
Je suis Italien. what would they say?
I don't know. New York Cajuns. I don't know if I've ever met a Cajun in my life. Do you know a Cajun? Have you ever met one?
Yeah.
When? In Texas?
No, in Louisiana.
When we were there.
I mean,
festival?
I've been there aside from, I have a life outside of the Adam Freeland show. You know that, right? I've been to Louisiana plenty.
What else do you do?
Huh? That festival that you did, I did that festival every year for years.
Hell Yes Fest.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It was, yeah. Yeah, I guess you could say that.
It was fun. It was before you had a cell phone.
I mean, I had a cell phone. I just didn't have like a smartphone. I didn't have like text messaging.
I remember we were sitting in a room with Sarah and you were like, can I use your iPad? And you were just dropping, you were just like silently just dropping, you dropped like 20 tweets. Just fire. And I'd be like, Nick, how are you doing? You're
just borrowing an iPad?
Yeah, on Sarah's iPad.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe I'll become like a graffiti artist.
How do you get paid from that though?
I don't know, Banksy does it.
Yeah, but he's like the best of, he's the best one I've ever seen, mm-hmm. You know? The man is an institution.
It sucks, man. You really get locked into being a thing and nobody enjoys being the thing that they are.
I just have to be this.
There's
the rest
there is literally no and. Look at fucking, what's his name? Prince, what's his face with the black wife?
Oh, Prince, yeah.
Which one I was seeing?
The red hair.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to be your king.
Yeah.
It's like, that's like the best job. There's no better. That's the top spot.
But he has to get a job now, right? Because he's not in the.
He won't.
I think he's podcast.
No, they got a deal and they didn't. They like blew it. That was like, oh, that was their version of what I'm doing. It's like, oh, I'm not going to be a king. I'm going to be a podcaster.
You know how he found out about
also,
his wife?
Also, I found a very funny video online.
Yeah.
Some Australian guy that found out about Palestine. And he
said it to me.
He just went to Israel. And it's just this big Australian retard just going up to people.
You're racist.
He's like, you should be fucking ashamed of yourself. Look at you. You can't even fucking look at the camera, can you? You fucking dickhead. He's just not afraid of anything.
We need Australians to go there and yell at them to cut it out. Mm-hmm. Look at this fucking dickhead. Yeah, he's like, how long you lived here?
He's like, you can't. He
has a Brooklyn accent. Yeah. No, a bunch of Americans were there. They're like,
sure, but I mean,
land.
He's Australian, so it's just like the absurdity.
Where is it? Hebron?
What?
Hebron.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a. There was a terrorist attack there.
Like, why can't the fucking Palestinians go across the street?
Do you know about Baruch Goldstein?
Yeah, he's the guy that shot up those like 26.
The
kids.
cave of what do you call it? The
cave of Adam's asshole.
It's not a cave, dude.
Yeah.
You see my asshole, Matt.
Brooke Goldstein. That was the American, right? He went in and he murdered like 26 Palestinians.
Yeah, he just fucking opened up.
Yeah.
Psycho. Mm-hmm. Goldstein. Yeah, he was American.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And what, do you think that's cool?
What?
Who are the worst in Hollywood right now for defending Israel? It's got to be Amy Schumer, Adam Friedland, Brett Gelman.
Why are you putting me on that?
You guys are the top three.
No, I'm just going to see how this plays out. And then
I'm going to see how it plays out. Some people are really not playing their cards right now. Some people are being very dumb.
Listen, I'm made for this, guys. I'm built different. I got that dog in me. Mm-hmm. And if I've learned anything in life, you got to see how things play out.
Look, there's two options. You can actually speak truth to power, mm-hmm. or you can pursue a job in the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. Those are the two options.
Yep.
If you try to do both,
you could be a razzle dazzle man.
Yeah, at some point, you're going to have to sell your soul to work in the business that famously harbors pedophiles.
Uh-huh. You know? We got rid of all of them.
Right.
Thank God. They're all gone now.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely no more sexual assault in the entertainment industry.
I haven't heard of one since the babe.com Aziz article. What's that?
I forgot that happened to him.
Yeah, that poor guy.
Yeah.
I felt really bad for him.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that article comes out about you?
I wouldn't care.
What would they say?
I don't know. What would they say about you?
They'd be like,
people already hate me. I don't like understand what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody's gonna be like, "What? That's a bad guy."
You're good to women. I mean, you don't listen to them.
I'm good to women.
You don't listen to them, but you're
good to women in the same way that I'm good to cats. You know, it's like they're.
You're not like that.
We're both occupying the same space. You know.
No, but you're not like a predator.
And I'll look over at them occasionally and be like, I wonder what this piece of shit is thinking.
Yeah.
What could possibly be on their mind?
Shopping, shopping, shopping.
Yeah, maybe something, yeah, like, something that. It's like, does they think I'm a cat?
Amy Schumer is really just, apparently they said it's been 50 Instagram posts.
She's done 50?
That's heavy posting.
Yeah. Well, she's just
that's
straight up
hard posting.
She's just being just racist now.
Yeah.
Like, did you see she posted that thing that was like, she posted some article like demonstrating that these top donations at these schools were
from
Arabs.
Yeah.
Which it's like, yeah, they're from fucking Saudis and
the UAE.
Does
she understand that Arabs have killed so many Palestinians also?
Right. Well, beyond that.
It's not just Team Arab.
But beyond that, the half of the Arabs are allied with Israel anyways.
Yeah, they have diplomatic unofficial, I guess, still diplomatic relations.
I guess they're all the same.
Yeah, the Arabs, from Arabs.
And then Meghan McCain posting that, like, she's like, she posted
Would you hide me?
It's, yeah, yes, I would.
Would you hide me?
I think Meghan McCain's already hiding a bunch of people simply by standing there. There's got to be, at any given moment, there has to be 500 to 600 people behind Meghan McCain that you can't see. You wouldn't need a secret annex. They could just put Anne Frank behind her giant fucking ass.
She'd be like, she'd just have to be like one of those birds that lives on top of a rhino.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. This behavior is fucking just, it's like egregious. I mean, it's wild.
It's crazy that it goes
it's
one
fucking
way.
Wild. Yeah.
And you can say one thing and then lose everything, and then you can say what she's doing, and then she's fine.
Yeah. Well, even then, it's like, but that's, I don't even want to get, because it's, that's not justice. Oh, we live in a world where they, like, you know, you can call if you do cheerlead the genocide, you lose your job.
I'm not saying
she
should.
I don't give a fuck about people in the West losing their jobs or keeping their jobs.
Also, it doesn't matter what comedians think about anything, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not, like,
I'm
not saying she should lose her job. I'm just saying that everyone else that's saying anything mildly from the other side,
is
getting blackballed.
Yeah, it's especially when it's like, protect you from what, the fucking like 8-year-old Palestinian boy that was fucking stabbed to death 3 weeks ago. Like, that seems to be the only hate crime I've seen thus far related to what's going on right now.
I mean, you can argue that the Hamas attack could have, you know, people were shot at the bus stops and stuff. I mean, that's technically...
No, I mean here.
Oh, in America?
Yeah, in the United States.
Oh, the kid in Chicago, yeah.
Yeah, the kid that was in Chicago or Detroit?
I thought Chicago.
I can't remember.
The fact that it was a
landlord. No, you know what was in Detroit is that it was like a cantor or something.
It was the head of, like, the Jewish community.
And then that was, like, pitched as, like, oh, see? And then it turned
out... But
it was,
like, Rashida Tlaib got shit from it, from... some people, and you'll figure out why I said that.
Why?
No, nothing.
What?
We'll cut that.
Why?
Because.
Oh.
Yeah. He was like, "Where's your statement on this, Rashida Tlaib?"
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she posted about it on her Facebook.
Uh huh.
Anyway, we'll mark that. But yeah, I mean, like, and it turned out Rashida Tlaib and her were friends. They like worked together.
Uh huh.
On like interfaith shit, but like beyond that. What is like, I think maybe the funniest is that Schumer is just now going into black women's DMs to yell at them. That was insane.
Mm-hmm.
Who is that lady that she was just like just losing her mind at? Did you see that?
Yeah, it's just some act. Some like 22-year-old girl. Yeah, she's like, I'm sorry you have a problem with me posting about my people being hunted down and killed. She's like, I've worked for everything. I'm a self-made millionaire and the most successful female comedian.
Self-made is funny because of the joke theft thing, too.
Yeah.
Self-made. She got a couple of assists over the years, from what I understand.
Well, I mean, she's self-made in the sense that she did eat all that food. I mean, it wasn't other people eating that food to gain the hundreds and hundreds of pounds that are required to...
She put in the work.
...to make an Amy Schumer. Yeah.
I mean, you have to be at the fucking buffet.
You have to, you got to be talking about 30,000 calories a day, probably.
Some days you wake up, you're like, I don't want to fucking do this. And you're like,
right.
I got to put myself in that Golden Corral.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go to that Sizzler.
Yeah. It's also, like, she would be safe if there were another, like, God forbid, another like Holocaust situation, which isn't going to happen. But if there was, I mean,
she would be safe.
Yeah, I mean, the kind of environmental like catastrophe it would create to
just to move
burn
her
body.
Well, even just to move
that
her.
Would punch a hole in the ozone that would never be repaired.
They would have to get one of those.
It would be like setting off of like a million nuclear weapons.
Well, they probably have to use those buildings where they build airplanes. Mm-hmm. Those buildings that are like the biggest buildings in the world.
Oh, like a hangar.
Like they could maybe incarcerate her in a hangar, but they definitely couldn't transport her across, you know, state lines or like, you know,
yeah,
for anything more than, you know, maybe a couple hundred feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. What kind of train could possibly what kind of boxcar could possibly house such a such a massive beast?
Like a Holocaust revisionist being like, the bitch too big. Mm-hmm. It's impossible.
Yeah. They're It'd lying be funny. It's like the Holocaust happens again, you see the camps being liberated, uh-huh. and then like it's all these skinny people behind the bars, and they're like, oh my God, they were starving all of them. They're like, no
Amy.
Just ate all the food.
She was worse than the Nazis.
She was worse than the Nazis. She kept bossing us around and making us open for her and stealing all of our jokes.
And I was like Trainwreck was kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
But yet again, it's called Trainwreck, and what kind of train?
Yeah, what possible? What how could you possibly transport? Yeah.
Trainwreck.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
And that's the thing, it's like...
I kind of forgot about her
until
this.
And then she's like, she's like telling this other lady, she's like, I'm getting death threats and all this stuff. It's like, nobody's going to act on it. You're like a protected celebrity. The only celebrities that actually get attacked by people are like Bjork.
John Lennon.
Yeah, John Lennon.
They're it's like cult of personality musicians.
Right, it's like psycho. It's not some like fucking privileged fatso that does like, you know, how would you even describe her comedy? Lunch break comedy, I guess?
Yeah, it used to be like I went there kind of thing.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Inside Amy Schumer was funny.
Yeah, it was funny because...
Kurt.
Well, yeah, Kurt and then also was Jesse Klein. Funny comedy writer.
Yeah.
I mean, there are funny people that wrote for that show.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah. But how could, once again, how could you possibly even attempt to get inside of her?
You know? Well, through her mouth. She would eat you.
The mouth, yeah. The mouth, I guess. But any of the other ports of entry.
Yeah.
Next to impossible.
Mm-hmm.
Also, she was like, and by the way, I'm second cousins with Chuck Schumer.
Yeah. Now, is there any way we could even tell if it was Amy saying all of these horribly genocidal things? Because it could have been that she just ate a Nazi in self-defense, and he's speaking from inside of her cavernous stomach.
That's a good point.
She could just be taking one of her like her seasonal post-feast naps. She could be asleep right now.
She's been hibernating.
Well, yeah, it's October, right? The attack happened on October 7th, right?
Correct.
You have to imagine October 1st.
So she's getting ready for winter.
October 1st rolled around. Amy had her usual 8 million calorie feast.
Well, you got to sleep.
A feast of the season.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she fell asleep.
She had a nice one, too. Surf, turf. She had it all.
She's hibernating somewhere with her mouth open, and she accidentally ate a racist.
Yeah. And well, people swallow how many spiders in a lifetime?
Yeah.
You know, at her size, she can get a whole man.
Right. There's one of them living inside of her stomach, and he's like, we need to kill all the Arabs. And people are like, Amy, how could you?
Right.
And maybe you guys are just fat phobic and haven't considered
what she goes through every day.
Yeah. Right. That she's just asleep and there's a Nazi in her stomach speaking.
Yeah. Hey, that's totally possible.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she could have also just been like, you know, there could be compromise on her, you know? She could have seen the wrong things and now they took her Instagram away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
She could have been on the island, you know? We maybe need to save
Amy. Well, don't you think that either the plane would have crashed or the island would have sunk into the ocean?
What plane?
Yeah, right.
Maybe like a troop transporter kind of vessel?
Perhaps.
Not even big enough.
Perhaps.
What aircraft could support that much mass?
She could have swam there.
How?
With a flock of other whales. They would have helped her. She would have communicated with them and they would have given her directions.
A flock of whales.
They would have all swam there together.
It's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I think the density is so, I think she goes to the bottom quick.
Mm-hmm.
Train record was pretty good.
She's fat, too. I don't know if you mentioned that. Yeah.
She is. Mm-hmm. She's quite fat. And we love her, and we'd love to have her on the show anytime.
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime, Amy.
If we could have Amy,
we invite a diversity of voices.
The most important, the most successful female comic of all time.
Yeah, it's true.
If you'd like to come on the show, please.
Who is the most successful female comic?
I don't know.
Joan Rivers?
Our good friend Hassan, who's been going hard this entire time.
Solidarity with our hero.
Yeah, I mean,
our hero.
Hassan's doing it. Say what you want about Hassan.
I've said, I appreciate.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
He does have integrity.
He does.
Yeah.
He's there. What's his name? Ethan Klein is mad at him or some shit, right?
Yeah, but I mean, Ethan's like, isn't Ethan Israeli?
And his wife, too.
His wife's Israeli. Yeah. There's more of a pass for that.
Yeah, your family's there.
Right. Amy Schumer's just some fucking, just like, celebrity pig from Long Island.
Right.
Sorry, I know that may be a little hard, but it's like, she doesn't, I don't know.
That might be a little hard as opposed to the thing we were saying before. Saying she's from Long Island, that's a trope, okay?
Yeah.
It's a trope. It's an anti,
She's making it about herself, I guess. I don't really
It
know.
Is what the
I really don't know anything
in
about
In general,
it.
The American Jewish community, that's what we do when it comes to Israel. We make it about ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people die because of that.
Right.
It is a bloody conflict that we are facing the eradication of our species.
Yeah, it's I think the Iraq War was bad, right? I think it was a mistake.
I waited for that to play out before I took it.
And we killed a lot of people we shouldn't have.
Yeah.
If I was speaking to somebody that was in Iraq, was in Fallujah.
Yes.
And was shot at and fucking then probably I wouldn't be you're a fucking baby killer. It's like, this person probably already has PTSD.
They did that in Vietnam. I thought that part was pretty rude.
It is pretty fucked up. And also, also the aspect of at what point do you not have a choice? Because, I mean, in Israel, everybody's conscripted. They all fucking have to
serve. In the U.S., we send poor people.
Yeah.
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 Who, basically need a job. And then they get cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
By fat women.
Right.
And then they default on their charger payments.
The Rascal scooter?
No, don't they get chargers? They all get chargers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I had a string of car rentals where I was being given those. Oh, today's episode is also brought to you by MyBookie.
MyBookie.ag. MyBookie.ag. We don't have the copy today.
There is no copy. I was told to just riff on...
Shout out to Joey. Guys.
To Joey. I was told to riff on Bitcoin, I guess. I don't know if that's the fucking... What that has to do with...
I don't know anything about that. I guess you can use it to bet there on MyBookie.ag. Bet on anything, anytime, anywhere. Your first deposit bonus, cash up to $200. Guys. They have tons of welcome bonuses, casino bonuses. You can bet with Bitcoin. Let's say you want to go to the casino. You can play table games. They have a live casino, which means you can see a hot chick deal your cards on a computer screen, which is fucking sick.
Also, if there's any, this is, okay, no, finish the read and then
I have a couple
of public requests because... Like we said, the Adam Friedland show is failing. I just said...
Actively.
I said
precipitously failing.
People have been going a little too hard. Let's get through the read, because I'd like to talk about that for a second.
Okay, yeah, let's get to this. I feel like I should just share with you guys. You could engage in live betting, which means that during a game, the odds adjust, and let's say you made a bad pick, you could double down when you see the way it's playing out. That's what I like to do. I like to see how it plays out. You go to the casino. They have great games like Blackjack, Super Golden Dragon Inferno. Mm-hmm. Sounds good. The Greatest Catch. Look, it's like an old man and fish. That's kind of nice, Nick. Mm-hmm. April Fury and the Chamber of Scarabs. She is dressed a little bit like...
Is that what, like a slutty Harry Potter
no,
thing?
No, it's like a slutty Indiana Jones. Look at her cans, dude. Look at them damn...
I can't see. My eyesight's
dude,
getting worse.
Look how great of a rack she has. That cartoon bitch.
It's all right, yeah.
Okay. They have an Irish one, Pot of Gold. That's for Nick. Anyway, guys, they got great games. Also, guys, they have... what is that? That thing where you could pick a...
That Thing You Do?
That Thing You Do. Great song.
Doing
great movie.
That Thing You Do. I want to...
The bet on my bookie. .ag. It's true. And it tell them that the TAF sent you. You get a welcome bonus.
TAFS.
TAFS. Betting that game you do. Mm-hmm. All right, that's a good read, right?
Yeah.
Promo code TAFS, mybookie.ag.
What's coming up that you can bet on? I guess just football right now, huh?
Just football right now. They just had the big Tyson
Hockey.
Fury fight.
Hockey, too, right?
I thought Ngannou got fucking robbed.
Ngannou. This guy's an Ngannou.
Yeah, I thought that was bullshit. It was obviously...
Lost by decision?
It was by decision, but he rocked Tyson. And mm-hmm. I'm a Tyson guy. I'm a Gypsy King fan.
Yeah, that's the Fetterman style man.
Right? He's kind of Fetterman style. Yeah, a little bit Fetterman style.
Yeah.
But he's awesome. He's like, I'm a gypsy, I can't read. I'm fat. Yeah. I can't read.
It's Fetterman's going hard for Israel, and it's like...
Well, he's Jewish.
But do you think they would let him in there?
Israel?
Yeah.
What do you mean, like, to visit?
I mean, he's kind of like a freak.
They let him in Congress.
Yeah, I know, but they have no choice. America is, like, pro-freak now.
I think they have some freaks over there. I think that them boys got a little bit of freak.
I don't know. Actually, a guy like Fetterman?
I don't know.
That monster? Just him showing up at the airport being like, I'm one of you! They'd be like, this is fucking... It's a little bad for business.
Yeah, why are people particularly mad at him and not the rest of the government?
Because he was like one of these like progressive
Bernie.
Guys.
Yeah.
And then that, I think
did he present himself as pro-Palestine?
There's this thing going on with like, because a lot of, I guess our time, I mean, we checked out, we didn't care. I liked Bernie, but I was only voting for Bernie Sanders because of like the healthcare.
You were
thing.
In love with him.
I was in love with him. No, because of the like, all I really give a fuck about is healthcare. We're not getting it. Yeah. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So.
And you're in love with Bert.
Whatever. So I'm checked out, yeah. Right? But you know, I don't like then the squad came around.
Yeah.
And then there was all of these like I don't know. I guess they called them post left. I really don't know too much about what these terms mean. Now, these people that hate AOC or.
What
Rashida
Tlaib. Post left is right?
No, I don't know what they're just mad at everybody. It's like
they hate
the Jimmy Dore thing, but they don't like the squad because the squad didn't do like force the vote. That was one thing they
What's force the vote?
They had an opportunity to force a vote on healthcare that would have made it so that Nancy Pelosi had to call a vote for universal health care.
No, they didn't do it.
And they didn't do it or something. I don't know.
You know
I'm
why?
Mad about that. Yeah.
Probably on their
but
period.
The Fetterman thing, what's that?
They're on their period.
Yeah, maybe they were, ha ha ha. Can you not just not be a misogynist for like 5 minutes?
I'm sorry to the girls.
Yeah.
I apologize to women. Any woman that was listening to that, it was vile.
Anyways, as far as I've seen... Which would throw kind of like there is a theory that AOC at least is just a CIA plant because she, you know, did that, was it USAID? Is that what that is?
don't know.
It's like a...
I thought she was a bartender.
A front for the CIA in college. She did something like that. You could say that, you know, I don't know, these people. But she, I don't know, she seems to be criticizing this.
Yeah, the squad is being chill.
They're being chill about it.
Rashida Tlaib's awesome, I think.
Yeah. I don't know if that has anything to do with the Fetterman hate, but I guess definitely.
But
a lot of
that. It wasn't that he presented himself as pro, like, Palestine or whatever, and then he didn't go back on anything he said he was, right?
No. No, yeah.
Oh, so why him? Why not everyone in the government?
Because they're not, like, I mean, most of them are, like, even, Nikki Haley is the only, like, neocon that's really getting shit, and even that I don't even know.
Yeah, she wants to make, like, citizens.
I mean, her, she's crazy.
She wants to have a council of
elders.
But
that's what Nikki Haley is she's just a fucking, like...
I miss that.
She's just a Republican goon that's like,
yeah, it's like,
vote for me so that I can give as much money to Wall Street and the military-industrial complex as possible.
Cheney style.
Yeah, I mean, she goes on the news and she's like...
I love that.
She's like, we should be fully supporting Israel's genocide in Palestine and not questioning them at all and writing them a blank check to do it.
And we should hire a private mercenary force.
And they're, right, and they're...
To support... We should hire Blackwater.
Yeah, yeah. You'll like ask her, you know, it's like, well, do you think this is bad, what they're doing? And she'll just be like, well, I think that bad things are good.
That's cool. Like, yeah. Cheney style.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, she goes pretty far. And from what I see, that seems to be the only person that's even getting any kind of criticism.
Yeah.
Unless you're Jewish, in which case then the right will be like, oh, well, I see where your loyalties actually lie. You know, and then they turn it into an anti-Semitic thing.
Yeah.
Like they do with Ben Shapiro. Yeah. It's like, you know, Ben Shapiro doesn't. I mean, maybe a little bit because he's Jewish. He's like hard for Israel, but it's just because he's a
neocon.
He's a piece of shit, you know, weasel with the worst politics you can possibly have.
Yeah, he's kind of cooking right now.
Is he?
Yeah, every one of those videos.
I'm watching.
He's talking faster and faster in every one.
That's what anytime I see him, I'm like, do they fucking speed up?
He's gonna explode at some point.
Yeah.
Some point, he's gonna go supersonic.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna go full Ben.
Yeah. Anyway,
what did you want to say during the read, though?
Oh yeah. Well, a couple things with the show failing. I guess we're gonna have to go back to being guys that appreciate their audience more, right? We've been trying to get away from that for a while to insulate ourselves from the audience,
so
but
what do we have
with
to
the
do?
Show failing, we're gonna have to be like, we're like, so grateful for you guys.
Oh yeah, we're so.
We're gonna have to open the DMs back up and just pitch ourselves as a couple of regular fellas.
We're just like
that are just so grateful for how lucky we are that we get the fucking. Yeah.
We'll do a fuck a fan challenge.
That we get the podcast, and I do have. If any of you are computer guys, developers.
Oh, cool.
I guess Apple has this workout kit now, and what I'm looking to do is, because there's no way to just do it on the phone, but I guess there's some indicator. I don't want to get into the weeds, because I did learn how to write that iPad app to make the Stav soundboard.
Oh, that's cool, yeah.
Yeah, but I want something, I want to have like a custom workout on the watch, specifically for like, zone training. No, this is the request. You really got to just use your listening skills more.
That was the last thing you said. I thought it was connected to like, we're going to make an app where you can work out with Nick because we're nice to the fans.
That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying if there is somebody, let me know if this is possible, and if so, how I would go about doing it.
Yep. So get at Nick.
Get at Ginsburg. Please send
Ginsburg. Get at Ginsburg.
Or Adam Friedland.
No.
They will filter the responses to make sure that I only get what I want.
Yes.
But what I want is to begin just a custom workout on the watch that allows me to do specifically zone training.
Is it an app just for you, or you think you're going to make like maybe $1 million, $2 million?
Just for me. I will not be released. No, this is not. It's not an app.
You just want your phone to work for you in the way you want it to work.
Yes, I want the watch to do. God damn it!
What's wrong?
You ask questions that are fucking wrong. You ask the wrong questions.
I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm not a smart person. I'm not a very smart person.
If you were like, this is the equivalent of that. Let's say you were like, hey, everybody, I'm making breakfast tomorrow, and I'm going to try and make French toast. So I want to know, I'm like, you're going to France? You want the audience to go to France?
We'll let the audience decide.
What do you mean?
Let the audience
you're
decide.
Making your own bread?
We'll let the audience decide if my question
Wait,
was
hold
like
on.
That.
French people don't make their own bread.
Yes,
you want to make
do.
French bread?
They make pain de chocolat.
You
want to
make French bread?
They make French shit. They have
and
bread
so what?
French
you're
bread.
Sending French bread to the
baguettes.
Audience? You can't even get through a fucking with this fucking guy.
I just asked. You said you want to make an app. I said, is it an app?
I don't
just
even
for you?
Want to make an app. I didn't say I want to make an app. I said in the new iOS that destroyed my message history. Uh-huh. And I checked. I thought it was just the phone. I took the iPad because I use iMessage and iCloud on that.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, well, you can try resetting. So I reset that. Guess where all the fucking, now the messages are gone from the iPad as
oh
well.
Oh, my God.
And there's shit in there that's important.
Yeah.
I have 6 years of, hey, happy birthday to you too, and that's it with my stepsister.
You'll
it goes
never
back
see it again?
A decade of that being the only chat, history. It's just once a year checking in, and that's gone. But no, I don't know. Gabe, Gabe, who invited us to the David Blaine party.
Yeah. We met David Blaine. It was the best
we met
night of
David
my
Blaine.
Life. It was
that
the best night of my life.
I keep it by my.
It was the best night of my life.
I keep it by my nightstand.
He's real magic. He's also real magic, guys. I swear to God.
I keep it by my nightstand the playing card that David Blaine gave me.
Wow. It was so cool. Anyway, let's finish our day's work. I have to go to the airport.
All right. Well, I gotta fucking think about like what I was saying. Yeah. If there's a way to shut. Up.
All right. I'm.
If there is a way to make a workout where, so basically.
Zone.
Oh my God, dude. Oh my fucking God.
All right, dude. Just you say it. I'm not even
going
to interrupt.
All right. Well,
No, you tell it.
Thanks for
you
watching
the
Adam Friedland show this week, guys. If you like the show, you want to help us continue our dream, maybe get
training.
Like a new cable for
what
whatever needs
about?
To be fixed. Please
How
check
am I
out patreon.com/TAFS.
Say the new episode's coming out.
You're still on mic. They can hear you.
Oh, okay. Bye.